We have 10 species of birds that nest on our beaches, but the ones that people see most often are least terns, which are little small black and white birds with yellow bills, and black skimmers, which are larger black and white birds with red bills, and also American oyster catchers, which are kind of goofy-looking birds with long red bills. And all of these species require beach real estate to be able to raise their young. What they do is the terns and the black skimmers are colonial nesters. They nest in large colonies, and they make a little depression in the sand with their feet and scrape out a little scrape, it's called, and they lay their eggs directly on the sand. And what happens is people don't understand that the birds are nesting there, so they tend to walk through the colonies, not intentionally causing any harm, but just from the lack of knowledge that they don't know that the birds are nesting there, and so they don't understand. They just need to be left alone. And so what we do on the holiday weekends in the summer, when the birds are on the beach nesting, is we put twine around the colonies, working with the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, and we also put people next to these colonies. So we'll have a couple of people out there under beach umbrellas with spotting scopes, which are telescopes that are designed for looking at birds, and some informational material, some laminated signs, and we're basically there to do public education. And the grant that we received from Audubon and Toyota is to allow us to put some full-time college interns into these roles, so that we'll have some people that have, you know, you build with some skin in the game, because if you go to the same colony week after week, you get to know the people that come out there on a regular basis. You get to know the park rangers, and you get to have some continuity. What we're doing now is we're trying to do this completely with volunteers, and we found that it's hard to get enough volunteers out there to cover all the colonies on all the beaches.
What are some of the beaches that you guys cover in this program?
Going from south to north, there's a big colony of royal terns and black skimmers and least terns on Egmont Key, both in the Egmont Key National Wildlife Refuge and in Egmont Key State Park. Moving north, we have Fort DeSoto. There is a large colony of skimmers there, or at least there was last year. Moving north from Fort DeSoto, we have Shell Key, the county preserve. Then we had, last summer, we had a colony of black skimmers that nested behind the Suncoast Seabird Sanctuary. The year before that, we had a colony of skimmers that was nesting on Indian Shores and also on Bel Air Beach. One of the things that's important to realize is that when the birds are nesting, people tend to think that birds build little nests of sticks and they sit on their eggs to keep them warm. And that's true in some places, but when the birds are nesting on beaches, they don't have a nest structure. They just have that little scrape in the sand. And what they're really trying to do is keep the eggs and the newborn chicks cool, because the sun in Florida is so hot that an unprotected egg without the parent to take care of it will cook in just a matter of minutes in the middle of the day. So that's why it's important that people don't run through the colony of nesting birds, and also that they don't let their dogs chase the birds off the nest, too, because even if the dog is on a leash, the birds don't understand that the dog is not a threat because it is on a leash, and so they see a dog as a predator, and so they fly up and try to mob it. And that's one of the reasons we're so interested in not having dogs on the beaches around nesting bird colonies.
And if people want to get involved, either volunteer or to find out more information, where can they go?
The best place for them to go would be to look at the webpage of the St. Pete Audubon Society, stpete.audubon.org, and we have information on the site about our beach nesting bird steward program.